Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election where the outcome seemed inevitable since the start of campaigning. But her ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted, and Germany's far-right populists surged, securing a bigger vote than most pollsters had forecast. Still, RMIT University Europe scholar Bruce Wilson thinks Merkel's win was quite an accomplishment.
This is a fourth successive election victory for Angela Merkel in very difficult times. And when you look at the turmoil and the uncertainty in other parts of Europe and indeed in my own country, Australia, to have such a consistent and stable leadership of the nation through four separate electoral periods is a remarkable thing.
After the political disorder in London that followed Britain's vote to leave the European Union and turmoil in the United States in President Trump's first months in office, many Germans told reporters they were in no mood to gamble, so they favored Merkel. Three UN peacekeepers were killed, five wounded by an explosive device that detonated as they escorted a convoy in Mali. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but similar devices have been used by Al-Qaeda. Attacks on United Nations forces have made MINUSMA the world's body's deadliest peacekeeping mission. Russian Defense Ministry has announced one of its military leaders was killed while fighting the Islamic State in Syria. General Valery Osipov was serving as an advisor to Syrian government troops in the operation of the liberation of the city Deir ez-Zor. This is VOA News. Iraqi Kurds voting today in an independence referendum that is widely expected to be approved while facing objection from the government in Baghdad as well as neighboring countries and the United States. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani has defended the referendum by revisiting old grievances between Baghdad and Iraqi Kurdistan. He said the reason for the referendum is not only through independence can the Kurds secure a future. Barzani also tried to reassure regional powers that the rest of the world, the referendum will not destabilize the region. A suicide bomber has struck a NATO convoy in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, wounding at least three. Taliban insurgency took credit for plotting the attack. Its spokesman claimed a convoy of American military was targeted, destroying several vehicles and inflicting heavy casualties. President Trump has signed a document prohibiting the entry of citizens from eight countries, including North Korea, Venezuela, Iran, Chad, Libya, Syria, Yemen, and Somalia. Mr. Trump's previous travel ban was the subject of court challenges. Then the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the order could take effect with some restrictions. David Beer is an analyst with the Cato Institute.
The Supreme Court ultimately held that it could go into partial effect, but not full effect. We're talking about a very small portion of the overall population who was initially the targets of the executive order.
White House says the travel ban was always intended to be temporary, giving the Department of Homeland Security time to gather information and report on the screening of foreign travelers. Search and rescue teams in Mexico continue to look through the rubble for survivors after a third powerful earthquake rocked Mexico over the weekend. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake had a magnitude of 6.1 and that it was centered in the southern state of Oaxaca, about 360 kilometers southeast of the capital, which is still reeling from last week's, on Tuesday, 7.1 quake and an 8.1 quake on September the 7th. As of Sunday afternoon, the death toll stood at 319 from the three quakes. Hurricane Maria, which ravaged the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico and other Caribbean islands last week, is growing weaker as it moves north into the Atlantic. U.S. National Hurricane Center thinks it will cause surf and rip currents on beaches along the U.S. East Coast.
That's the latest world news from VOA.